Okay, today we're going to learn Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are already about 10-15 lines into the page in Tes Vav Amud Beis. The first one line is Af Al Gav, and we are up to the word Rabbah. Rabbah Zavenu Chamara. The Gemara is going to discuss selling a behemah gasa to a Jew who we're concerned might turn around and sell it to a guy. And this is going to get into the sugya of selling weapons to a guy. Rabbah Zavenu Chamara. Rabbah sold a donkey, the Yisrael HaChashulim Kalov the Chavim, to a Jew who is chashu to turn around and sell to a guy. Amalei by my time of Narach, Yisabai challenged him, why did you do this? Amalei, Anali Yisrael Zavini, what do you want from me? I sold it to a Jew, what's the problem? Amalei va'azil mazmalei lovi chavim, but don't you know exactly what that Jew is going to do with it? He's going to turn around and sell it to a guy. Lo chavim chamazmin, li Yisrael lo chamazmin. So Rabbi responded, what, he's only going to sell to a guy? He doesn't sell to Jews also? No, he might sell it to a Jew. I don't know that he's going to turn around and necessarily sell it to a guy. So the Gemara challenges Rabbah. Esvei Abaye asks on Rabbah, we have a brisa that says as follows. Makom shenagulim kor behima daka lukutim mochrin. If you're in a place where the minig is to sell small animals to a kuti, you're allowed to sell. Shalol limkor ein mochrin. You're in a place that does not have such a minig, you cannot sell. My time, oh, what's the reason that people have a minig not to sell a behima daka to a kuti? If it's because you think that the kutim are going to commit bestiality, are they really choshed on such things? V'atanya, we have a brisa, ein ma'amidin behema b'pundukar shalov de'kochavim zecharim etzel zecharim nekevos etzel nekevos, that you're not allowed to put an animal alone with an ovid kochavim, males with male goyim because of chashash revia, and females with female goyim because these ovid kochavim tend to hang out with their friends' wives a lot, so we're concerned that if he shows up to be with his friend's wife and the wife isn't there, he's going to take the behema as a substitute. The ein sarich lomar, and obviously it goes without saying, the kevos eitzel zecharim zecharim eitzel on the kevos, that you're not allowed to put female animals with men and male animals with females. The ein mosun behema l'roish alahen, and you're not allowed to give an animal to a shepherd that's an ovid chavim. The ein misyach dini mahem, and you shouldn't have yichud be alone with an ovid chavim because it'll kill you. Ve'in moslem tinok l'lamdoch sefer, and you should never trust your child by an ovid chavim to teach him any sort of chachmo l'lamdo umnus, or to teach him any sort of job because of the influence that he might have on him. Avam ma'amidim behem b'ndekal shel kutim, but by a kuti we allow this. Zecharim etzel nekevos, nekevos etzel zecharim. Even male animals by female kutim, female animals by male kutim. Ve'in tzorich lomar zecharim etzel zecharim nekevos etzel nekevos, and obviously male animals by male kutim and female animals by female kutim, umosim behema l'rosh, and you're allowed to trust your animal to a kuti shepherd, umiachtin imam, you're allowed to have yichud with a kuti, umosim tinok lamdo sefer lamdo umnus, and you're allowed to trust your child by a kuti. Bottom line is, from this brisa, alma lo chashidi, that we're not choshed kutim on revia. And nevertheless, the brisa we learned says that selling a behema daka to a kuti is something that some are noheg not to do. A behema gasa is absolutely aser. So what's the reason? It must be because a kuti might sell it to a guy, and we don't assume that he's going to turn around and sell it to Yisrael. So isn't that a kasha on Rabbah, who sold the behema gasa to Yisrael, who was choshed to sell it to an ovid chavim? Va'otanya, we have another brisa. Ein mochon lehem lo zayin v'lo klei zayin. A person is not allowed to sell to goyim weapons, whether that are used to kill. Vein mashchizin lehena, says I, not allowed to sharpen their weapons. Vein mochelin, and you're also not allowed to sell them. Lo sadon, a place where they lock up
people's feet. Velo kalarin, or chains, iron chains that they lock up prisoners with. Velo kvalim, or nor very thick ropes. Velo shel shalosh shel barzel, or iron chains also that they tie down prisoners with. And the reason for all these things is that you have to worry that whether you're selling it to an ovichavim, whether you're selling it to a kuti, it's going to be used against the Jew. my time. So what's the reason we're not allowed to sell these things? If you're going to say it's because of chashan shvichas damim, we have to worry that they're going to kill Jews. Umi chashidi are kutim suspect of shvichas damim ha'amrit. But don't we say in the brisa umi achdeni mahin? We said that you're allowed to have yichud with them. You don't have to worry that they're going to kill you. El mishum dasil is bun lavid chavim. It must be that we're choshish that they're going to sell it to goyim, and not that they're going to sell it to. We're not told that they're going to sell it to Jewish people. So isn't that a kasha on Rabba who says that we could always be tolu lahakel, they're going to sell to Jewish people? V'chi tema, and if you want to be mechalik and say, no, kuti lo avit tshuva, the kuti's not going to do tshuva and listen to the chachamim who tell him not to sell it to goyim, but Yisrael lo avit tshuva. But a Jew, even if he's chashud, ultimately he'll be chazer b'tshuva and he'll listen to the chachamim and he's not going to sell it to a guy. And that's why Rabba allowed selling a Jew a behema gasa, even though the Jew is currently chashud, because ultimately Rabba had confidence that this Jew is going to do tshuva and he's not going to sell it to a guy. Savama Rav Nachman Am Rabba Ravua Kederach Shamru Asolim Kol Avichavim Kach Asolim Kol Yisrael HaChashalim Kol Avichavim. But we learned that just like you're not allowed to sell to an Avichavim, you're not allowed to sell even to someone who's chashud to sell to an Avichavim. So Rabba accepted this psak, and he therefore wanted to fix his initial psak and take back the donkey that he sold to this Jew who was chashid. Rora basrei tlosa parsi. He chased after him for 3 parsos. Vigadamri parsa b'chala, and some say he ran after him a parsa in sand, where it's very hard to run, v'lo adruche, and he still didn't catch up to him. So main point over here, Rabba initially paskin that you're allowed to sell a behemagasa to a Jew who's chashu to turn around and sell it to a guy, because he thought maybe he won't sell it to a guy, maybe he'll sell it to a Jew. But ultimately, after significant challenges, he changed his mind. After his shita was challenged significantly, he changed his mind and held that it was aser. So once we mentioned in the brisa that he's not allowed to sell weapons to a guy, so the Gemara brings another halacha related. Selling weapons is not only aser to do to a guy, you're not allowed to sell weapons even to listim Yisrael, even to Jewish bandits. Say, chidami, what kind of listim are we talking about? If they're chashud on ritzicha, so pshita, I knew avid chavim, then of course it's aser. That's the same reason you're not allowed to sell to an avid chavim. V'ido lo katil, and if he's not going to kill with it, am I lo? Then why is it taka a problem to sell to him? Says more li'alam de lo katil. Really, we're talking about listim where they're not chashud on ritzicha. V'hach mayaskinan bimash mota. We're talking about listim who take money from people. Because sometimes, even though they're not planning on killing, if things go sideways, it could be that when they're holding someone up to try to get their money, that ultimately they will kill. So you're not allowed to sell even to such guys. The Gemara brings another halacha related to weapons. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Mochlan Trisin, you're not allowed to sell shields. The Yesha Mochlan Trisin, that you are allowed to sell shields to Goyim. So says Gemara, my time, Ilim Shem de Magna Alayhu. What's the reason for those who say it's us? If you can say it's because it protects them, and we don't want to give any longer life to these Ovdik Chavim, Yachi Afil Chiti Yusar Namilo, then you shouldn't be allowed to sell them food either. So Gemara says, no, Amarav, really the reason is because when you sell them these shields, it's going to cause them to live longer. Why are you allowed to sell them food? Yevshar, it's not possible to avoid selling them food. How are you going to explain to them why you refuse to sell them food? So hachinami, yevshar hachinami. If it were possible to avoid, then in hachinami you would have to avoid. It just happens to be impossible to avoid. Ikedami treason hainu time delo. Others say no. You know why you're not allowed to sell shields? The chishalim zenayhu katli begavaihu. Because when they finish using their weapons and they're out of weapons, then they'll use their shields to kill. So it will be used as a killing instrument. And some say it's say, no, you're allowed to sell shields, because if their weapons run out, they're going to run away from the battlefront. They're not going to start killing with shields. So the Gemara paskins, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Ravua, Halacha ki yesh Amrav, that you're allowed to sell shields to the Ovdei Chavim. Amrav Adbarava, in Mochlan Ashashios Shel Barzel. You're not allowed to sell them pieces of iron. My time, Amisham Dechal Shiminayu Klei Zayin. And the reason for that is because they can turn it into weapons, meaning since this is raw material with which weapons are made, so you're not allowed to sell them weapons-grade materials. If that's the case, that you're choshesh about that, then even things that they use to do avodah sakarka, but could technically, since they're technically made out of iron, could be retrofitted to be used as a weapon, that should be usher as well. Some Rav Zvid says, no, when you're not allowed to sell iron, that's beparzala hindva'a. That's a certain type of iron that comes from Hodu, where their bars, where the iron is specifically fit for making weapons. But regular iron, which is not weapons grade, is not going to be a problem. And nowadays that we happens to be that we do sell weapons to Gaim, that's only for the people who ultimately are going to protect us. So the main point over here, you're not allowed to sell weapons to Ovdei Kochavim who might use them to kill Jews, or to Jews who might use them to kill Jews, but you are allowed to sell shields, even though that was machlokes. You are allowed to sell shields, and you're also allowed to sell weapons to those Ovdei Kochavim, to those Goyim, rather, who are going to protect us, who we need to protect us. So to provide a police force or an army with weapons when the police force or the army protects us, that would be perfectly permissible. Okay, we'll stop there.